In episode 92, I walk you through how to use a tool called AI Apply to write your resume in minutes. You're listening to The Remote Work Retirement Show. I'm your host, Camille Attell, and this is the only show that helps semi-retirees figure out their remote work options. I believe the remote work is the new retirement plan, and that many retirees have both the ability and desire to work how they want so they can live how they want. Let's dig into today's episode. Welcome back to the very last episode in the episodic series all about the hot job market report that came out in February about January. So by the time you're hearing this episode, it's already March. So it'll be interesting to see what the February job market report says. I have a feeling that the one for February won't be quite as hot as it was in January, but there are still opportunities, and I'll be talking about that, of course, in the months to come. Now, if you don't remember, or if this is your first time here, I want to remind you what was in this series. In episode 89, I talked about how we had another hot job market report that defied the odds. Then I talked about if you should use AI to write your resume. And I talked about how it's not only a good idea to use AI to write your resume, but hiring managers and recruiters expect it. And that's a really great episode if you're one of those folks who's still on the fence about AI. And then in episode 91, I talked about how to use AI to identify your skill sets. And that is such a game changer for so many people, because people get really hung up on, what are my skills? Am I good at anything? I'm staring at a blank piece of paper. I can't think of anything. I can come up with three skills at best, you know, maybe five if I'm really forced. And so using a few different AI tools can help you unlock just tons and tons of skills that you already have. So today we're going to put a bow on all of that, and I'm going to walk you through a tool that I mentioned in another episode. I probably didn't mention it by name, but I alluded to it in one of the past episodes I just mentioned, because when I talked about whether or not you should use AI to write your resume, I think there was a question about, well, which one? Which AI tool would I even use to do that? Now, you can certainly use tools like ChatGPT to help you write your resume. There are different platforms out there, such as the Canva AI tool, which I mentioned, to write your resume. But I also mentioned I wasn't sure if I was really in favor of that tool just yet. I talked about how I think Canva is a fantastic tool for a lot of really cool things like graphic design, website design, even editing and creating videos and original images using AI. But the resume side of it, I'm just not sold on it, because I feel like it makes resumes, which are supposed to be very straight ahead, straightforward, kind of boring documents, it kind of turns them into artwork. And you don't need a piece of artwork to apply to a job. If anything, that's going to confuse the robots and the algorithms. And so what tool should you use? Well, as I mentioned, ChatGPT or Gemini, which is formerly known as Bard, these are two big tools that people are using for all kinds of AI things, including writing your resume. But I found a new tool that I really, really like, and I think that it's worth talking to you about it in today's episode, and that tool is called AI Apply. I came across this tool because I subscribe to one of these AI networks. I can't even remember. Futurepedia, that's what it is. Futurepedia is a really great, I guess you could call it, website or newsletter that consolidates all of the AI tools that hit the market pretty much every day. At the last time I looked, there were over 5,000 AI tools listed on Futurepedia. And because I subscribed to their newsletter, I got an update that there was this cool new resume tool called AI Apply. Now, let me say this. I see a lot of AI tools released every week, so many. So it's like, How do you really wade through all the noise? I don't know what it was. There was something about this tool that caught my eye. I think because it felt very aligned with the way that I train resumes, which is making sure that resumes really just get through the door. I mean, the virtual door, I should say, which is littered with many traps. I mean, like I mentioned, there are algorithms, there are robots, there are, sad to say, there are discriminatory practices in the hiring process. There are keywords you need to know. There are job titles and just little tricks of the trade that if you don't know how to do, then writing a standard resume is really not going to work in most cases. Sometimes you get through the door. And so I think there was something about the way that they talked about their platform that felt like they really got it. Like they really understood this company, really understood what it takes to write a resume that can get through the robots and everything I just mentioned, but also a resume that can be for any job type, whether that's remote work, part-time work, full-time work, freelance gigs, you name it. I felt like they really had it nailed. So what I did is I actually reached out to the company, and I was so pleased that the person I heard from was the founder of the company. So that already makes me feel good. This is a small company. They're a startup. The founder reached back out to me, like actually responded to my email, which was amazing. And my email asked if, you know, how could I really test it? Because I have a community of remote workers or aspiring remote workers, and I'm looking for better tools and ways to use AI and come up with fast and efficient and effective ways to write resumes. And I really wanted to level it up for everyone in my community. And I asked him, what is the best way for me to test the tool? Do I need to buy it? I'm willing to buy it if that's what it takes. Do you have training? Is there a walkthrough? So he got on a call with me, a Zoom call, or maybe it was Google Meets. I don't really know. They all feel the same to me these days. And he walked me through the platform and we talked about it. I asked him some very tough questions like, well, have you tested it? Have you tested if it plays well with the bots? He said, absolutely. We base our resumes on the Harvard resume standard, which is great because that's been tested. We talked about how they don't use any images on the resume. So that made me feel good because, you know, if you've listened to this show at all or you're in remote work school, you know I'm not big on fancy things and pictures and your photos and graphics and all of that on a resume because it's more risky than it is helpful. We talked about if the resumes are keyworded. We talked about if they have statistics on getting through the bots. Like I really grilled this guy because if I'm going to recommend something to people, I want to make sure that it's a good tool. And so what I thought I would do for the rest of this episode is actually walk through the tool live. And as I'm going through it, I would share with you what I'm seeing, how it's working, and whether or not I think it's worth you checking out. I will tell you that it does have a cost. I don't think it's horrible. I think the cost is around $19 or $20. I don't want to set an expectation because I think they are playing with their price points. When I talked to him last, I think they were at $20. And then the other day when I went to sign up, it looked like they had dropped it to $19. Yay. But I don't know. I don't know if they're going to go up or down. I mean, they're probably testing too because, like I said, they're still a startup. They're probably figuring out pricing. What I did negotiate, though, is I was able to get a partnership link. What that means is I am now an official partner with AI Apply. I'm so excited about this, which means I can offer a discount to my community, and I'm still working that through. I don't know exactly what the discount's going to be. Of course, they don't want me to discount it so much that they don't make any profit on it. But, you know, for something that's $20, and I think it's a month, by the way, I don't know if I mentioned that, for $20 a month, but you can cancel anytime. And I think you can even get a refund or something like that. It's very flexible is the bottom line here. But for something that's like $20 a month, even like $5 off is meaningful for someone. So I think we're still working it out. It might be like $5 off, somewhere in that range. Now, I will tell you that I do make a small percentage of the sale. I don't think it's very much. I think it's 30%. Like I said, we're still talking about it. So I want to be really transparent with you that if you do decide to purchase this tool, I will get paid out on that. But I want you to know I'm not here for that. This is not my bread and butter. I'm not trying to sell this tool to make money. It really isn't my thing. It's cool. And I think it is something that can help a lot of people. And so if just a handful of people want to get it and it helps them, I'm happy about that. So what I want to do is I'm going to open it up. I started playing with it the other day and I thought, oh, I'm going to learn it first and then come back and tell everyone, you know, what it was like. And I thought, no, I think what I want to do is I want to do something different and do this in real time so that you understand in real time how long some of this stuff is taking. Because I don't want to make an edited podcast where you only hear the highlights and you feel like, oh, wow, you know, she's telling me it's only going to take, you know, however many minutes, but this was an edited episode and she already tested it. No, I want to give you the real deal, like step by step as I'm going along. So the first thing I'm doing is I'm logging in. It is aiapply.co. I'll put the link in the show notes. I'll make sure that the link is that partnership link I mentioned in the show notes. And that will have a little extra extension on it. And that way you can get the discount when you sign up, if you decide to sign up. The next thing you'll notice when you log in is it's a really basic dashboard. And I love really simple tools that don't have a lot of complicated features. You know, I think sometimes people like to build a better mousetrap. I'm sure you've heard that phrase where, you know, and by the way, I hate that because I don't like killing mice. Let me just put that. I don't like killing anything, to be honest with you. So I don't even know why I'm using this metaphor. Probably because everyone just knows it. But lots of these platforms like to build so much functionality in them that they're just confusing. And then I don't use them because I don't know what to do. Not with this one. This one's so basic. I'm like, is this it? Is this all there is? How can this be? So when you log in at the top, you'll see that there's a basic menu bar. And the options are the application kit, the AI job interview, the AI resume builder, other AI tools, and my account. That's it. And then there's something called a job profile, which I haven't even clicked on yet. So those are your options. But what I love underneath that is there's a big old banner that says build a resume in under 2 minutes. That's it. Then when you go underneath that, it's so easy. There's just a couple things you load and then you're off to the races. So you have some options here. Number one, they would love it if you already have a resume. It doesn't even matter if it's good or recent or whatever it is. It doesn't matter if it's formatted. If you've got some old resume from 20 years ago, like just use that. And what you can do is you can actually upload whatever resume you have. So that's the first thing I did. I actually just took a sample resume from Remote Work School, my program, and I uploaded it. And I thought, well, let's just see what it does. The next three questions are so basic. I was just blown away by the simplicity. The first question is, what is your desired job title? What I love about this is it's, again, so aligned with how I teach resumes. It doesn't ask you what is your job title now. It asks you what is your desired job title. That's the point, right? A lot of people who I work with are trying to do something new. They're done with the old. They want to do something new. They're trying to reinvent themselves. And inevitably, they use old titles on their resume. And I'm always encouraging them, no, you need to use the new title. And they'll say things to me like, but I've never done that job. And I'll say, well, no, you've never had that title, but you've probably done that job or things in that job. So already I'm loving this platform because I can just put in my desired job title. So today I'm going to try something new. I'm going to use a job title of social media manager. The other day when I was testing this, I used project manager, but because I want to do this in real time with you, I'm just making stuff up as I go along. So social media manager is the job title I'm going to put in here. Now, I've never been a social media manager, but I know how to do some social media stuff, so I feel like I could do it. So let's just see what happens. The next thing on here is a drop down, and it wants to know your experience level. And there are only four options: junior, intermediate, senior, or executive. I'm going to say that I'm probably intermediate. And then the last thing it wants to know is just some of your skills. Now, I know for some people this is a challenge because coming up with your skills feels heavy or like it's a really hard thing to do, or maybe you don't think you have the right skills. Oh, a lot of head noise, right? That's why you need to go back and listen to episode 91, because that episode will give you more skills and you know what to do with. But if you have at least three skills that you know you're pretty decent at, go ahead, just use them. I don't know, however many skills you want. Put just a couple in there. So I'm going to say I'm good at organizing. By the way, I'm typing right now. And then I'm going to click the plus sign. It's going to add organizing. I'm going to say that I'm good at making videos, even though I'm not. I feel like I'm good enough. So I'm going to type that in. So I'm going to say making videos. And then I'm going to say I'm good at Canva. And that's it. I'm just going to try three things. And then you just click this big green button that says generate resume. And that's it. And so I'll continue talking while it's generating this resume. And then I'm going to share with you what the resume looks like. Oh, boom, there it is. The resume is created. So I don't know how long that took me, couple of minutes. And that's because I was talking and typing at the same time. If I tried to chew gum on top of that, I probably would have failed this test. But honestly, this was the easiest thing I've ever done. And what's cool about it is you get this resume. It's pretty good. I will say it's good. I will also tell you it's basic. I will also tell you that basic is good. That's what we want. And the last thing I'll tell you is you don't want to use a resume as is. You always want to finesse, update. You want to, sprinkle in your flavor or a little bit of words that you would use. You don't want it to sound like AI. And I always encourage people to use AI like a coach or a thought partner. So what I love about this resume is super basic. It looks like the kind of resume I would create, or some of the templates that I actually have in remote work school. So I'm loving it. It's got the name on top. It's underneath that. It has the profile. It has the summary, which I'll read to you in a moment. Then it has the experience underneath that with all the jobs. And again, I used an existing resume to feed into this. And then it's just enhancing the resume to fit the things that I answered from the previous screen. You can do this without having a resume at all. You can build a resume from scratch. That's a different process. If I have time, I'll get to that. So you go through the experience section of your jobs. And then underneath that, it has the skills section. I will say I would prefer that the skills section be above the experience section. That is pretty common in resumes. The good news is I can edit this. I can move things around. Underneath that is a technical section. Those would be the technical skills. And then lastly is the education section. Now, here's what I love even more about this platform. You have the option to do what's called a manual edit or an AI edit, and it is phenomenal. So let me give you an example. If I go back to the top of the resume, let me read the profile to you, and then I'm going to talk you through how I'm going to use AI to update it. The profile says, oh, this is the old resume. It's still pulling in. Well, let me just read it to you. I'm just going to read it to you. Experienced training expert with a strong ability to manage projects efficiently and meet client needs. Skilled in top-rated SaaS training, client liaison, and customer assurance. Adept at establishing trust and reliability and adapting to dynamic work environments. Okay, I don't love that profile. So now you're getting the real deal, right? I'm doing this in real time so you know what it's really like. The reason I don't love that profile is because the title on this resume says social media manager, and there's nothing in the profile that calls me a social media manager, and it needs to, or at least mention social media. And what it's done is it pulled one of the resume that I loaded, it pulled some of the info from that to create this new resume. So there's a little bit of a disconnect, but that's okay because I'm going to click on, just for fun, I'm going to click on the button here that says AI edit. So what I'm going to say is it comes up with a little pop-up and it says, what would you like to change? And I'm going to give it a prompt. If you don't know what a prompt is and you need to go back and listen to any of my AI episodes where I talk about prompts, especially the one on prompting. So I'm going to say, please include more examples of social media skills. Okay. And now I'm going to click regenerate. And what it's going to do is it's going to rewrite the profile. Oh, already done. Let me read this to you and let's see if it's any better. Experienced training expert with a strong ability to manage projects efficiently and meet client needs, skilled in top-rated SaaS training, client relations, and customer assurance, yada, yada. It's kind of what it said before. Here's the new stuff. Proficient in leveraging social media platforms to engage audiences, drive brand awareness, and enhance customer relationships. What? Experienced in creating and implementing social media strategies that align with organizational objectives. Love it. So much better. Now, what I would do here is now I would move to the manual edit button. I would click it and I would simply just slightly change some things that I don't love. So instead of saying experienced training expert, I might say experienced social media manager or experienced social media professional if I don't want to use the word manager. And then I would just reduce some of this fluffy language that I don't think really helps me. For example, I don't think I need to say skilled in top-rated SaaS training, client liaison, and customer assurance because that's not related to the job. So I would just delete that out of there. I would save it, and then I would move on with my life. You can literally do that for every section of the resume. I'm telling you, this is such a phenomenal tool. So it took about 1 to 2 minutes to create the first version of this resume. And then, you know, I might spend maybe another half an hour tops going through and just massaging the rest of the resume. This is insane. I just can't even begin to tell you how, if I had had this like 20 years ago, because I've been writing resumes for a long time, even 5 years ago, this is such a game changer. I just can't even like put into words how much I think this is going to help so many people. So much so that I'm actually going to add this tool into Remote Work School as well as my 1 hour resume program because this is the way to go. I mean, I'll still give people the option to use ChatGPT or some of the other free tools, but for $20 a month, if you can crank out a whole bunch of resumes and then cancel it, why would you not do that? It would just save you so much time. So the next thing you can do with this platform is then you can export your resume into a PDF format, which I always encourage people to do at the end because that's how you want to upload your resume into things like LinkedIn or when you apply to jobs. You can also copy the resume link if you want to share it. If you want to, like share this with me as a coach and you want me to look at it. It's just really one of the slickest and easiest platforms I think I've ever seen around resumes. So I think what I'm going to do is I'm just going to stop here. I'm not going to talk about how to create a resume from scratch because honestly, it's easy. You would just, instead of uploading a resume, you would just go through just a slightly different process to start from scratch. And that would include maybe pulling in a job description that you want to apply to so that the system has something to work with as it builds your resume. There are other really cool features. You can, like I said at the very beginning of the episode, there's AI job interview resources, there's an application kit, there's other resources like cover letters, an interview buddy, a resume translator, just like so many things. Like I said though, don't get overwhelmed with all the bells and whistles. Keep it simple. If you want to use this platform, start with just answering their little prompts, get your resume going, especially if you're someone who's just staring at a blank sheet of paper or you feel really overwhelmed with this process, a tool like this will go a long way. I hope you enjoyed this episode and all of the episodes in this series. Join me for the next batch of episodes where I'll be talking about some new and different things and go slightly off the beaten path. All right, thanks so much for listening. Meet me back here next time. If you're looking to get back into the workforce, change jobs, work remotely, or learn artificial intelligence, check out my free remote work training so you can get ahead of the trends and stay ahead of the pack. Click the link in the show notes or go to www.camilleattell.com and press the free training button.